Clinton, excuse me for one moment, please. Can I have one moment of your time? When you went on stage, I had no idea what to expect. I've known you from the DJ world. I've seen your work as a producer. I've watched you on the television. But as far as performances go, I have not seen that much chaos and pandemonium in a crowd in my entire existence, Clinton. When I tell you that I have never, not once, in all of the days that I've been at these shows, seen a crowd react the way that they reacted towards you. You on top of the turntables, you on top of the speakers, you crowd surfed through the crowd, and then like Jesus, you walked on top of the water, you walked on top of their faces with your sneakers, and they loved it. And then you had the crowd absolutely mesmerized as you performed your new record.
Yeah, thanks, man. They really seem to like the record. I'm excited about that.
Now tell me, where are you off to now, Clinton? Are you off to a VIP somewhere to pop bottles with models and just lounge in the luxury lap?
No, man, I'm just gonna head back to the hotel room.
Are you mad, Clinton? Did you say the way those females were looking at you in there? You could have the pick of the litter. You could probably go home right now with your choice pedigree and reproduce with each and every one of them. If I were you, I would have a litter of literally millions of little children running around here with the last name Sparks.
No, man, it's not like that. I'm just gonna head back to the hotel room.
Oh, okay, I see now. If I was in your position, I'd probably do the same thing. Ménage à toi, eh? Maybe more?
No, I got a lot of work I gotta get done, man. I got a flight tomorrow, so that's basically what I'm doing.
Well, by God, Clinton, if you don't want these wingless angels, then send them to my room. I'll caress their hair so gingerly and massage their inner milky thighs until...
Yeah, okay, man. Nah, the night's over for me, man. I'm heading back.
No. These people don't want the night to be over. They're not ready for the night to be over, Clinton. You are the life of the...